Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, February 15th. Investigators are trying to figure out what motivated a shooting that left one dead and more than 20 wounded at a Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. About a million people were marking the team's victory in the city's downtown area yesterday when chaos erupted at the sound of gunshots. Multiple people were shot, including children, and this woman was among the thousands who ran with the crowd.
All of a sudden, people started crushing forward. Everybody started running. There was screaming. We didn't know what was happening, but this day and age, when people run, you run.
Authorities say officers were able to quickly respond to the scene due to the heavy police presence at the celebrations. But the city's mayor, Quinton Lucas, says even with that presence, there's always a risk.
I think that's something that all of us who are our parents, who are just regular people living each day, have to decide what we wish to do about it. Parades, rallies, schools, movies, it seems like almost nothing is safe.
Police say three people have been detained and said guns were recovered at the scene, but didn't specify how many. No charges have been announced yet, though, and no suspects have been named. Former President Donald Trump is expected to be back in court today, this time for a hearing on his hush money trial. And we could find out whether the case will go to trial before November's election. The judge will consider motions and make decisions on scheduling for the case, where Trump is facing dozens of criminal charges and is accused of a cover-up scheme over payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels to stay quiet about an alleged affair. Trump has denied that affair and pleaded not guilty. Sources say he had considered a trip to Georgia instead today, where another hearing gets underway on whether Fulton County's district attorney's office should be dismissed from Trump's election interference case there. The judge will be looking at allegations that DA Fani Willis had an affair with the lead prosecutor for the case, Nathan Wade, who's expected to be the first witness on the stand. The US has new intelligence on Russia's nuclear capabilities in space, and some lawmakers think the public should know about it. Multiple sources familiar with the information say it's related to Moscow's efforts to put a nuclear anti-satellite system in space, but it's not clear if that means nuclear-powered or nuclear-armed. Either way, senior members of Congress say it doesn't pose an immediate threat to the US or its interests, but any weapon that could destroy or damage satellites could pose a risk to the US nuclear command, because the country relies on them to keep control of its nuclear arsenal. 12 women are suing the FBI, saying it failed to protect them from Jeffrey Epstein. The lawsuit says the agency's, quote, repeated and continued failures, delays, and inaction allowed Epstein to continue his sex trafficking operation for more than two decades. The FBI told CNN it doesn't comment on litigation. The suit claims that in 1996, a woman told the FBI that Epstein and his companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, had sexually abused her and that there were other victims, but says the agency hung up on her and didn't investigate. And it says between then and 2005, the FBI continued to get direct reports, complaints, and tips on sex trafficking of women and underage minors, sex abuse, and human rights violations, but didn't open a case until 2006. Epstein, a convicted pedophile, died in jail before he could face trial on federal sex trafficking charges. An attempt to make the first US moon landing in more than 50 years has lifted off. That's next.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Today, SpaceX's moon mission launched, starting its attempt to be the first U.S. moon landing in over five decades.
3, 2, 1, ignition, and liftoff.
The Odysseus lunar lander, nicknamed Odie, lifted off at 1:05 a.m. Eastern Time this morning from NASA's Space Center in Florida after it was postponed yesterday. It's expected to make its nail-biting touchdown attempt on February 22nd, aiming for a crater near the moon's south pole. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.